Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
A return bout of volatility on Wall Street overnight sent the benchmark indices into official correction territory as investors continue to weigh inflation concerns. Dow slumping 1,033 points, obviously its second 1,000-plus point fall in 4 days. That's a 4.2% fall and settling 10.35% below the peak of the 26th of January. Broader S&P 500 down 101 points or 3.8%, also settling over 10% below its record closing high on the 26th of January and erasing year-to-date gains. That fall marks the index's 96th 10% correction, 10% plus correction in history, and it's fourth since the current bull market kicked off in March 2009. Tech-centric NASDAQ was down 3.9%. Just in US economic releases, initial jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 221,000. That was better than consensus expectations for 232,000, and that's a near 45-year low. European markets caught up in the global sell-off, taking their cues from the steep retreat on Wall Street and weaker crude markets. Germany's DAX down 2.6%, France's CAC down 2%. London's FTSE was down 1.5%. A big talking point was the Bank of England, which held interest rates steady as expected, but hinted that it may need to hike rates faster and more frequently than previously anticipated to keep inflation in check. They also raised their growth forecasts for 2018. Mining stocks came under particular pressure. BHP Billiton down 2.5% and Rio Tinto down 3.2%. Bank of England's comments also sent pound sterling higher, and UK Treasury yields climbed 7 basis points to around 1.262%. That's the biggest surge we've seen for yields in about 5 weeks. Markets' expectations for a UK interest rate hike also increased to 70% from 55% prior to the meeting overnight. Base metals were mixed, copper extending its recent downtrend, settling down 0.5% at around $3.10.5 after touching an 8-week low earlier in the session. That fall follows the previous session's 2.8% slide and comes after another big rise in LME inventories. Elsewhere on the base metals complex, nickel shed 0.4%, aluminium added 0.6%, and zinc was up 1.2%. Spot iron ore continued to trek higher, edging 12 cents higher to $77.32 a metric tonne. Gold futures gained $5.40 to $1,320 an ounce. More weakness on oil markets, which extended their falls into a fifth consecutive session. That's the longest losing streak for both benchmark contracts since November last year. WTI down 64 cents to $61.15 a barrel. Traders were just citing the weekly inventory data earlier in the week for the weakness, and also that correlation between a stronger US dollar and weaker oil prices also reasserting itself this week. US 10-year Treasury yields up 0.8 of a basis point to around 2.85%. They did surpass their 4-year high of 2.885% earlier in the session. A big move on global bond markets generally. Germany's 10-year bund yield climbed above 0.8% for the first time since September 2015 at one point overnight as well. Aussie dollar was weaker this morning, traders eyeing the Reserve Bank's latest statement, quarterly statement of monetary policy, and Chinese inflation data, buying around 77.86 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.